378 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows, 346X, American State Trials. He returned from the factory and said, "But I know there were several of them, and I went on chatting with Mr. Montag. I told you I was going to read this to you, and I just wanted you to know we were going to have this out with you." Another thing he said was, "I moved the papers I brought back from Montag's into the folder." Old Jim says he had the folder and put it away. I would look and see how far along the reports were, which I used in getting my financial statement up every Saturday afternoon, and to my surprise, I found the sheet which contains the record of pencils packed for the week didn't include the report for Thursday, the day the fiscal week ended. That's the only part of the data that Schiff hadn't got up. A short time after they left my office, two gentlemen came in, one of them Mr. Graham. Mr. Graham says that he talked to this Negro downstairs. The Negro told him the way to the office, and they tried to get around it on the idea there's some difference in color. Well, being in jail, gentlemen, changes the complexion of anybody. That man was there, Graham says, Tillander says, and he was there for what purpose, by whose request? And he wasn't drunk either. And then he says, "I gave the required pay envelope to the two fathers." This man, Frank, says, "I gave the pay envelope and chatted with them at some length." Mr. Arnold says these darkies pick up the language and manners of the men by whom they are employed. I tell you that if Frank didn't come in contact with the people that worked in that factory more than he would lead you to believe, old Jim Conley never had the opportunity to pick up words that he uses. And yet, here old Jim says, and even in his statement, this man uses the very language that Jim puts in his mouth. I just picked out four of them in a very few pages. I don't know how many others there are. Miss Hall finished her work and started to leave when the 12 o'clock whistle blew. Whistle blowing on a holiday? Well, maybe it did. I'll leave that for you to say.